Good morning, everyone. Happy Christmas. It's great to see you. We're going to have a couple of Bible readings this morning. I know our minds are probably all over the place, thinking about what's next and whether we've remembered to turn the oven on. But actually, it's really important that we take a moment to listen to God's word and to have something taught to us about the Christmas. So we're going to have two Bible readings. They're actually going to appear on the screen behind me. One is from the Old Testament. So in terms of dating this, this is about 700 years before Jesus was born. And then the second reading is taken just about 3 months. The words are spoken about 3 months before Jesus was born. Okay, so 700 years and then 3 months. So here's the first one, 700 BC. Listen to these words. "But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Therefore, Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor gives birth, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth, and he will be their peace." And then the second reading, just spoken, the words are spoken 3 months before Jesus was born, and it's talking actually about John, but it has something to say about Jesus in it as well. So listen up, this is what it says. "And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High. For you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give to his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace." Humpty Dumpty had a great... Oh, sorry, that's the one, is it? I've got it wrong. It's Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great wall. And all the king's horses and all the king's men. Nursery rhymes are weird things, aren't they? Isn't that pretty gruesome when you think about it, that there's this nursery rhyme if someone's broken? Now, Humpty Dumpty has a problem. Boys and girls, what is Humpty Dumpty's problem? What's that? He's broken. He's smashed to pieces on the floor. But his problem gets even worse than that, doesn't it? Humpty Dumpty's smashed to pieces, but there's nobody who can put him back together again. All the king's horses and all the king's men just couldn't put him together again. And so Humpty Dumpty has a very big problem. Now, friends, as we come to Christmas Day, I know it's a day when lots of us kind of smile and there's lots of days of laughter and presents, but actually one of the things that we shouldn't ignore is that a bit like Humpty Dumpty, we have a problem today. It's a problem which we're going to think about a little bit this morning, so I'm going to say this together. Boys and girls, you can do this one with me. Let me put that up there. Oh, try and hook it up. So we're going to say, we have a, can you do this with me? Going to have a sad face and a thumbs down. We have a problem. So let's have a bit more energy than that. We have a problem. Now that begs the question, doesn't it? What is our problem? Well, a bit like Humpty Dumpty, we're broken. Our world is broken. There is brokenness everywhere. Now, I'm not trying to be a killjoy, all right, on Christmas Day, but it is the realities, isn't it? We can't just come in here and hide about it. We've been praying about it. We've stepped out of a world. We all feel it in different ways. Now, I wonder if you could shout out some ways that we know this morning that we're broken and our world is broken. Boys and girls, you got any ideas? How do we know that our world is broken? What do we see going on? Yeah. Wars, yeah. That's a big sign that our world's not quite right, isn't it? Any other things? Yeah, our world's full of people kind of doing bad stuff to each other. That's right. Any other ideas? What's that? Robbery. There's been plenty of that in Enfield if you've been following the local news recently. Fear. Yeah, people live in fear, don't they? That's a sign that we live in a broken world. So we love Christmas Day. James, you've got one as well? Shootings, yeah, there's been a few of those in Edmonton recently, hasn't there? So actually, we gather here, Christmas Day is a fun day, it's a happy day, we give gifts, but we mustn't ignore the fact that we have a problem. Our world is broken. And I want to give you some ways this morning that the Bible particularly describes that our world is broken, just so that we know that the Bible is real with us, okay? First of all, it says that our friendship with God is broken. It's not what it was meant to be. We've done something to ruin that relationship. The Bible, if we were to read it, actually speaks about our friendships with each other are broken. So even the people we get on best with, I do things that hurt them, and they might do something that hurts me. Our friendships that way are broken. Our bodies are broken. Who's feeling that one this morning? Yeah, a few of you by the looks of things, yeah. Our bodies are broken, or are breaking, and one day our bodies eventually die. I'm broken. Actually, as I look at my own heart, as I look at the things I do and I say, I come to Christmas Day and I have a problem because I keep doing stuff that I wish I didn't do. Things I wish I didn't say, and I tell lies perhaps to cover up things sometimes. And the Bible also says that our world is broken. Actually, just the world that we live in, tsunamis, earthquakes, it's a broken place to be. And that's not the way that God made our world to be. And I think as we come to Christmas Day, deep down, we all know that. That's not right, is it? It doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel good. Like Humpty Dumpty, we've had a great fall. And all the king's horses and all the king's men, all the greatest people through history, have never been able to put our world back together again. We try, we have little efforts, little things, but no one has been able to put these things back together again. And as we come to Christmas Day, and pray, perhaps you're familiar with the nativity scene, and for some of us maybe here, it fills us with that kind of warm, fuzzy feeling, this idyllic scene of Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus and the shepherds and the wise men, and we love this scene. But as you zoom out from that scene, one of the important things to remember is that that nativity scene is taking place in a broken world. A world where the friendship with God has been broken. A world where actually our relationships with each other aren't quite right. And so we have, can we say it together? We have a problem. But it's into that problem, it's into the brokenness of that world that God made a promise. And I'm just going to hang that up here without trying to break everything. So God made a promise. Can you do this? One, two, three. He had a promise. So we have a problem, but God made a promise. Now, me and my kids, we love to play Lego. Anyone get any Lego for Christmas? Yeah, a few of you did. We love to play Lego. And so we build these amazing models, even if we do say so ourselves. We build these amazing models and we play with them for a while. And normally what happens is, we build cars or planes, and then you bump into each other, and then the Lego just goes, and it's all over the floor. At which point, the cry normally comes from one of my boys, Dad, can you put it back together again? And so that's what we do. Bit by bit, we pick up these models that have been smashed to pieces, and just one bit at a time, we just start to rebuild the models that we have broken. And in a similar way, as we look at our world that's broken, as we gather here on Christmas Day, what does our world need? It needs someone who just a bit at a time is going to put it back together again. Put it back the way that it was made to be. We need, and here we go, I don't know if you recognize this logo, but we need a Mr. Fix-It Man. Okay, now, anyone who lives in Enfield Town might have seen Mr. Fix-It Man's van driving around. Anyone seen Mr. Fix-It Man's van? No, it's just me. He's a handyman. He lives in Enfield Town. Maybe it's just like a kind of a mirage of... For me, you really must call this man. Anyway, here he is. Mr. Fix-It Man drives around Enfield Town in his van. But what we need is a Mr. Fix-It Man. We need someone who's going to come and put the broken world back together again. And all the way through history, through people that we call the prophets, that the Bible calls the prophets who speak for God, that is exactly what God promised he would do. He promised he would send a Mr. Fix-It man, someone who would start to put Humpty Dumpty back together again, someone who was more powerful than the kings and all his men who couldn't put Humpty together again. He promised to send someone into our world. And that is the reading that we read earlier. Okay, boys and girls, I'm going to put it back up on the screen and listen to what it says. These are about 700 years before Jesus was born, and God made a promise. Can you give me that? God made a promise. And here it is. He, that is this promised ruler, this promised Mr. Fix-It man, will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth, and he will be their peace. See, here is a promise that God made. And you can read it, and it's dated. It is genuinely dated about 700 years BC. And this is what he said. God promised someone who would come into this world. And we didn't read the first bit, but we read it earlier. This person will come from Bethlehem. Sound familiar? And this person has origins that are from of old. So not kind of a normal person, but someone a bit kind of supernatural. And this person, here's the thing I want you to see this morning. This person, this promised person, will be their peace, will be our peace. See, God, can you say this with me? We have a problem, but God made a promise. And it's the promise of a person who will bring peace. Now, here's what we're going to do. You don't have to wind up your minds this morning, because this is the thing I want you to have in the back of your minds on Christmas Day. You need to understand something really important about this word peace. See, peace, we might think it just means no war. But the word peace comes from a Hebrew word called shalom, which some of you may have heard. And that word actually means more wholeness or completeness. It carries this idea that what is broken will be put back together again. So a war is broken, isn't it? And as people being broken, that's a world being broken. But peace is when it comes back together again. But God is promising here, you see, to send someone who will start to put things back together. Who will be our peace, who will bring wholeness to the world. See, as another prophet calls it, a prophet called Isaiah. He says, to us a child is born, and he will be the Prince of Peace. The Mr. Fix-It Man, the one who will make things whole. And Jesus, this promised figure, which we know to be Jesus, wouldn't just bring peace, but notice that he will be peace. Without him, if you take him out of the situation, there is no peace. This promise that God made is that someone will be our peace. So boys and girls, can you do this with me? We have a problem. God made a promise. And as we come to the Christmas story, what we discover is that Jesus is our peace. Now we're going to do this because it's the idea of being whole, okay? Jesus is our peace. So can we go through all of them together? We have a problem. God made a promise. And Jesus is our peace. Our van, some of you will know that I have a ridiculous number of children, six children. So we have a big van that we drive around. And our van broke this week. Oh, you can be sad about that if you like. And so what I did was I called up our mechanic. It's a guy called Norman. And I said, oh, Norman, I said, our van's broken. And he says, oh, that's fine. I'm busy for a couple of days, but then I'll come and fix it. And so we waited for a couple of days. He promised he would come. We waited for one day, and then we waited the next day. And then the day he was coming, he said, this is the day. And so we waited, Ethan waited in, and we waited for him to arrive. And eventually, Norman knocks on the door. And he gets the van bonnet open, and he starts to put our van back together again. He promised he would come, and eventually he did. And the Christmas story, as we reflect on it today, is good news, because it shows us that Jesus, as you listen into the readings, as you listen into all the announcements that are made as Jesus arrives, it shows us that he is Mr. Fix-It. He is the one who has come to bring peace, to make things whole again. So let's think about it. Born in Bethlehem. Check. Origins from of old. Check. He's the Son of God. Born in the line of the kings. Check. You see, this figure has arrived. He came to be our peace. He came to make broken things whole again. And that's exactly what you see Jesus doing if you were to give time to reading the rest of the story. Bit by bit, Jesus, the Prince of Peace, is putting our broken world back together again. It's a job that started on his first coming. It's a job that he started at that first Christmas. It's a job that took him via the cross, via the grave. It's a job that he's continuing to do from heaven today, and the Bible tells us it's a job that he will finish when he comes again. See, come back with me to my list of broken things for a moment. See, Jesus came in order to make our friendship with God better. In fact, the Bible tells us that's why he went to the cross. Jesus went to the cross in order that right now, today, in all the rest of the brokenness of the world, something can be put right again. Something can have peace. Something can be put, Humpty Dumpty can be started to put back together. And that's our friendship with God. And Jesus came that we might have peace with God. It says in Colossians, he made peace through his blood shed on the cross. He's put our friendship with God back together. And that's a part you can enjoy already. He came to start to put our relationships with each other back together. So church is by no means a perfect place to be. But as the church believes in Jesus, relies on the Prince of Peace, he's starting to put our friendships with each other. He tells us how to handle it when we upset one another. He tells us how to live together in peace. Our bodies, well, we have to wait for that bit. Our worlds. See, when he comes again, he'll finish the job that he's starting. Bit by bit, the Lord Jesus is putting what is broken back together. And it tells us when he comes again, there will be no more tears or suffering or crying or wars. He will bring peace. Excuse me. There will be peace. There will be wholeness and completeness. You see, all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again. But there is someone who can. And there is someone who is putting our world back together again. And there is someone who will put our world back together again. And friends, for some of you, this isn't a surprise. But his name is Jesus. So can you do these with me one more time? We have a problem. God made a promise. And Jesus is our peace. Can I ask you very personally this morning, just as we head on to the rest of Christmas Day and all that it will mean for us, who are you looking to put this broken world back together again? All of us are looking somewhere for help in the brokenness. Who are you looking to? In the middle of all the brokenness? Who are you hoping will be able to solve all the problems that we have, all the brokenness of this world in which we celebrate Christmas Day? The Bible tells us that Jesus came to be our peace. He came to guide our feet into paths of peace. He came to guide us into the path of trusting him, the one who came to put this world back together again. Will you ask him to be your peace this Christmas? Will you ask him to start putting you back together again, to fix your friendship with God, to put you in a place where your relationships with others can be fixed? Will you ask him to be part of that world that he puts back together properly? If you want to do that, it's very easy. It's just A, B, C. A, you just need to admit, God, we're broken. We've been part of that brokenness. B, you need to believe. Believe that Jesus is our peace. He came into this world to be Mr. Fix-It Man. And that bit by bit, he is slowly putting things back together. And then you've got to see, continue. Continue to rely upon Jesus as Mr. Fix-It Man, the one who is our peace and who is and will bring peace to this world. Friends, let's say a prayer together and then we can sing a final song. Our Father in heaven, as we gather together to celebrate Christmas Day, to celebrate the birth of Jesus into this world. We thank you that what we're celebrating today is someone who came into this world to put it back together again. Father, we thank you that through his life and his death and his resurrection, that we have been able to have peace with you, that our friendship with you, which has been broken over many years, can finally be put back together. Father, thank you that we can have peace with other people that we might not normally have peace with by trusting in the Lord Jesus. Father, thank you for the promise that one day he will finish the job that he started at his first coming, and that this world will be put back together again and will be whole, will have peace. Father, sorry that we have not loved you as we should. Father, we believe in Jesus today, the one who came to be our peace. And Father, we want to be those who continue to believe it, even today. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.